Welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner. Unfortunately, this week we are without Ken and Brandon, but...
They're out on site again.
Yes, once again. But you do have Michael and Chris, and we will be going over some news. We unfortunately won't be taking your calls this week.
Due to another shortened show, the Diamondbacks game, actually.
Yes, hopefully they will win
today.
And we will be talking about different news having to do with technology and how it affects you and how it affects the world around you. And our Geek Speak, our newsletter, and you can get all of this information by going to datadoctors.com and clicking on the radio link down at the bottom. And that'll take you to the resources that we'll be going through today. So let's go ahead and start off with our first news story, which is phishing scam luring more users. Many people out there probably don't know what a phishing scam is, which, I don't know. Do you know what a phishing scam is?
Isn't it where basically you'll receive an email and it just tells you that, say, your banking information has been lost and you need to enter your bank account number and all of your personal information in order to get your account reactivated.
That's basically what it is. What it is they send you an email that looks like an official email from your bank or other companies, and it is actually not from those companies. It is from some outsourced person who's writing malicious code. But it inputs a program in your computer that creates what's called a Java applet, but it's basically a fake address bar. So you can actually type in the real web URL to your bank,
right. And
you're typing it into this fake address bar that is in real time. So it takes in that information, and instead of directing you to the proper company, it directs you to this fake one, and that's when they get all your information, hence... Well, I don't know how they got phishing scam, but it is a scam.
They throw it out there at you,
yeah.
And then they reel you in if you take a bite on a hook. So.
Definitely. That's a good analogy or explanation. Okay, so let's go on to our second story. This is something that we at the Computer Corner, we have a website called computerproblems.com where we post recalls of any kind of technological item that may be important to you or your life, and then there's also virus alerts. You can ask a question, get an answer. It's answered by interns all around the country. It's very informative. And on there this week was a recall, and many of you have probably seen these. What they are is they're called kinetic lighting pictures. And you've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw one, I thought I was about to purchase a LCD.
Flat panel screen
for about $20, and then as I got closer, I realized that picture is the only picture on it.
Yeah, it's deceiving.
It looks pretty real, though.
It does. And what it is it's a frame with a glass overlay on the top,
right.
And then underneath it has a picture, and that picture keeps moving, and the glass has painting on it, and so it's fairly tricky. But anyways, apparently these are recalled due to the fact that they have incorrect wiring, inadequate construction, and they do pose fire and electrical shock hazards. So you want to be careful. If you have one of those, you can go to computerproblems.com or to gnanimport.com. That's the company,
right.
And find out what you need to do to send that back, because that's definitely something you don't want in your home, because it could cause some serious problems. So, what else is in the news? An Encase alert warning, which someone was receiving. This was Ken's column. Do you know a little bit about this? Can you tell me?
Right. Well, basically, Encase is it's a type of spyware. In other words, that basically gets put on your machine when you say do installs and don't read your end user license, which is basically the thing that everybody likes to just click next, finish, okay, installation complete. Basically what it's stating in there is that it's going to put the spyware on your actual machine and basically send out information about what you've been downloading, what you've been doing. It's pretty much just another form of spyware or adware.
Yes, it is. It actually, or it is something that we've told people over and over again. Do not download anything that you are not comfortable with or you don't know it's coming from a reliable source. And many free downloads would qualify for that category. What happens is you're clicking along, going through each thing, and you don't realize that there is an end user, a license agreement, and most people agree to that button or click on that button that agrees before they realize they're unknowingly consenting to having this spyware or adware put onto their computer, which damages it. I mean, we get computers in day in, day out.
You don't even know that it's actually running because it runs in your background pretty much the second you log on online. So it's always running in your background, and it's constantly monitoring, constantly, whatever you do online.
Yes, it does. And it takes that information and it feeds it back to the original, which would be Encase at this point, to tell them what you're doing and how you're doing it. Now, you can find, as we said, at computerproblems.com more of this information. And that's Ken's column. It's under there. Let's go ahead and go to the Did You Know segment.
Okay.
And we don't have our Did You Know, but we'll play Brandon's infamous
cow.
Apparently that represents me for some reason when I remember that was my only sound file. So some interesting milestones. Basically what we're talking about, did you know an attorney invented electrophotography?
Really?
Did you?
I didn't.
No,
now I do.
Yeah. Think about it. Back in the day, people invented things because it was a means to an end. This would satisfy some need that they had. So if you're trying to do that, and nowadays it's a little bit harder because there's so many inventions, but back then there was this gentleman, and he was an attorney, and he had to have copies of drawings and specifications. He was a patent attorney, and his name was Carlson, Chester Carlson to be exact. And he had arthritis, and he had bad eyesight. So imagine this poor guy out there trying to make all these copies
right.
to put into, to you know, to submit, and there's no way to do it. So he figures out that he can actually, you know, he was in his apartment of all places that he figured all of this information out, but he discovered a process called dry printing, which we now call electrophotography, and this is the basic technology for laser printing.
Wow.
So without him, the laser printer would have come along much longer. And no one would even buy it.
Right.
Everyone was like, you're crazy. You're insane. Why would we do that when we have carbon copies?
Yeah.
You know, come on, get out of here. It took him 8 years. He tried to sell it to Kodak, to IBM, all these places. Mm. But he ended up selling it to Xerox, and now Xerox makes a lot of money. Well, we are going to take a break, and we will be back. Remember, you are listening to the Computer Corner at 620 KTAR with Mikel and Chris Cabrera,
right.
And we will be back after these words.